弟兄姐妹，请大家打开圣经到马可福音。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark.
今天早上我们会回到来一起查考马可福音，我们会看马可福音第六章14-29节。
Today we return to our study of the Gospel of Mark, and we'll be looking at chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 21.
第二十九节。
I'm sorry, verse 29.
马可福音第六章14-29节，这里我们看见了有一个人，他拒绝了神的话，甚至谋杀了传扬神的话的人。
In the passage today, we see a person who has not only rejected God's word, he has in fact murdered God's messenger.
这里我们就看见了，就是希律将施洗约翰给斩首了。
Over here we see Herod and how he has beheaded John the Baptist.
让我们来读约翰马可福音第六章第十四节到第二十九节。
Let us read Mark 6 verse 14-29.
耶稣的名声传扬出来，希律王听见了，就说施洗的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来。但别人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知，正像先知中的一位。希律听见却说，是我所斩的约翰，他复活了。先是希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故，差人去拿住约翰，锁在监里，因为希律已经娶了那妇人。约翰曾对希律说，你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合理的。于是希罗底怀恨他，想要杀他，只是不能，因为希律知道约翰是义人，是圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听他所讲，就多照着行，并且乐意听他。有一天恰巧是希律的生日，希律摆设筵席，请了大臣和千夫长，并加利利做首领的希罗底的女儿进来跳舞，使希律和同席的人都欢喜。王就对女子说，你随意向我求什么，我必给你。又对她起誓说，随你向我求什么，就是我国的一半，我也必给你。她就出去对她母亲说，我可以求什么呢？她母亲说，施洗约翰的头。他就急忙进去见王，求他说，我愿王立时把施洗约翰的头放在盘子里给我。王就甚忧愁，但因他所起的事，又因同席的人，就不肯推迟。随即差一个护卫兵吩咐拿约翰的头来，护卫兵就去在监里斩了约翰，把头放在盘子里，拿来给女子，女子就给他母亲。约翰的门徒听见了，就来把他的尸首领去，葬在坟墓里。
Mark chapter 6, verse 14. King Herod heard that for Jesus' name had become known. Some said John the Baptist had been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said he is Elijah. And others said he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old.But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe.When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, Whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half my kingdom.And she went out and asked and said to her mother, For what should I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and said, and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry. But because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb.
在我们还没有看这一段经文，让我们能够学习什么功课之前，我们必须要看一些历史背景。
Before we see what lessons we can learn from this passage, let us first take a quick look at the historical background of things.
因为四福音里常常提到希律或者希律王的这个名字。
It's important because the four Gospels mention many times the name Herod or King Herod.
首先这个希律其实是一个家族的名字，是很像一个姓氏一样，是罗马帝国他们立了这个王朝，就是希律的王朝来统治以色列。
First of all, Herod is a family name, like a surname, and the Herod dynasty was put in charge of controlling Israel when the Romans were in power.
马太福音第二章里面首先提到了这一个希律，他其实是第一个希律，就是他的名字就是希律。
And in Matthew chapter 2, when the Gospels first talk about Herod, he was really the first Herod.
这个就是所谓历史里面所谓的大希律王，也就是那一个命令将所有孩童两岁以下都杀死的那一个大希律王。
This was the man who is often called Herod the Great. He was also the man who had given the order to kill all of Israel's children from 2 years and under.
因为他问了那一些文士等等的，这个以色列的救主或者以色列的王会在哪里出世，还有他几时出世，记得吗？有这个从东方来的博士，他们。就去了敬拜耶稣，然后他们朝另外一个地方去了之后，希律王非常的生气，就命令他的士兵把两岁以下的孩童都所有都杀死。
And if you remember, this was when Herod inquired of these wise men as to where the king of the Jews would be born. They came and after he had said to them to go find him, they went off in a different direction.In his anger, because he couldn't find that king of the Jews, he gave the instructions to kill all children aged 2 and below.
这个就是第一个希律，也就是所称的大希律王。
This is the first Herod and also the one called Herod the Great.
不过在大希律王离世之后，四福音里提到了许多不同的希律。
But before Herod had left the scene, the Gospels also talk about other Herods.
因为这个大希律王有很多孩子，当他去世之后，这个以色列被分了三个地方给三个他的儿子统治。
That's because Herod the Great had other children, and as Israel had been divided into three portions, the different lands were given to Herod's different children to rule.
这三个孩子都继承了他们父亲这个希律的这个家族的名。
And these three children also took on Herod's family name.
如果你看这里的这个图片，我们就看见了大希律王是第一个希律，在他去世之后，他这个以色列就被分了三个地区，给了他的三个儿子腓力、安提帕还有亚基老统治了。
And when Herod the Great had passed on, Israel was broken into three different lands.For his children, Herod Philip, Herod Antipas, and Herod Archelaus, to rule.
所以，因为腓力、安提帕还有亚基老他们开始统治以色列，就变成了他们也被称为了希律王。
And because they were rulers of Israel, part of Israel, they too were termed King Herod.
如果你看这个图片，这个红色的就是希律腓力，也就是在。图的上半段那里就是在马可福音第六章那里提到的腓力，路加福音三章也有提到这个希律腓力，这个中间的部分 这个紫色的部分就是安提帕，就是今天我们读马可福音第六章，他所统治的地方就是加利利，中间那一个蓝色的一小点就是加利利海，下面那个是死海，所以安提帕就统治了加利利。
If you refer to this map up here, the color in the lands in red or pink were ruled by Herod Philip, and he is the same Herod that was referred to in Mark chapter 6 and Luke 3. Antipas in the middle ruled the purple parts of Israel, and you will see three water bodies there in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, which is the setting for today's passage, and then below at that big water body is the Dead Sea.
所以安提帕他就统治了这个加利利，然后亚基老就是马太福音第二章那里所提的，他统治了撒玛利亚、耶路撒冷、犹太一区。
So Herod Antipas was the one who ruled Galilee, again the setting of today's passage, and Archelaus was the one who ruled this large piece of land over here in the green, which covers Samaria and Judea and Jerusalem.
如果你记得的话，当时约瑟因为带着这个年少的耶稣，就是孩童的耶稣，逃跑了到埃及，然后当他回到以色列，就是大希律王去世之后，约瑟带着耶稣回到以色列的时候，他听见了亚基老统治以色列，所以统治犹太一区，所以他担心，他就去了加利利，因为亚基老与他的父亲一样是非常残暴的一个君王。
Now if you remember, when Joseph was fleeing from Egypt with the infant Jesus, as he was coming back to Israel after the death of Herod the Great, he was about to come into Judah, but then he realized that it was Archelaus who was ruling Judah, and so he left Judah and went back to Galilee where Antipas was ruling. Now the reason is because Archelaus has a reputation for being as cruel as his father Herod the Great.
安提帕就是今天我们所提到的这个希律，他统治加利利。为什么这些重要呢？因为当我们在看四福音的时候，耶稣被审的时候，被这一个本丢比拉多审的时候，当比拉多审耶稣，他听见耶稣是从加利利来的，他就把耶稣带到谁那里去？希律安提帕那里，给希律安提帕去审，因为希律安提帕是管加利利的。比拉多听见耶稣是加利利来的，就把他派到这个希律安提帕那里给他审。
So today's passage refers to a Herod, and this Herod is none other than the Herod Antipas, who rules over Galilee. And this is also important because if you remember when Pilate was judging Jesus, and he found out that Jesus was indeed was a Galilean and he had been born in Galilee, he had sent Jesus back to Herod Antipas for judgment.
那个就是路加福音第二十三章那里所提到的那一个希律。
And that is the Herod that was referred to in Luke chapter 23.
所以当我们读四福音的时候，你会读到有许多的希律，好像是不同的希律，其实他们真的是三个不同的希律。
And so as you read through the Gospels and it refers to various Herods, it does in fact mean that there are different people involved.
还有稍微提一提，那一个白色的部分就是加利利海的右边，那里是哪里？你记得吗？
In this white space over here, to the right and south of the Sea of Galilee, do you remember where that place is?
这个就是底加波利，就是十个城的意思，也就是耶稣治好了那个被群鬼所附的人的地方。
That is the Decapolis, or also known as the Ten Cities, which was also the place that Jesus went to heal the man who was plagued with a legion of demons.
你们记得在那里，他们是当地的人是养猪的，猪在以色列是被视为不洁净的这个动物。
Also, you will remember that in this place, a lot of people reared pigs, and as far as the Israelites were concerned, pigs were unclean animals.
因为这个时候，底加波利或者这十个城被罗马 帝国分为一个自主的地区，所以没有属于这三个希律的管辖之下。
This place went under the rule of the Romans was given an autonomous status, and as a result, it wasn't under the rule of Herod.
所以那里就许多的外邦人居住，他们就在那里有养猪。
And as a result, a lot of Gentiles lived there, and because Gentiles lived there, there was the rearing of pigs as well.
让我们现在就回到马可福音第六章，我们知道了这个历史背景之后，回到马可福音第六章，现在耶稣在加利利那里，就是这个希律安提帕的地方。
And so today we return to chapter 6, verse 14 to 29, where Galilee ruled over by Herod Antipas.
马可福音第六章这里所提的这一个希律就是安提帕，他娶了希罗底为妻。这个希罗底曾经是他的兄弟腓力，就是另外一个希律腓力的妻子。
Here we look at Herod Antipas, who had it says here that he had also married Herodias. Herodias was the wife of his brother Philip.
在马太福音十四章那里就提到了这一个希律安提帕，马太福音称他为分封的王，因为他只是管辖一小个地方而已。
This Herod Philip is also Antipas was also known as Herod the Tetrarch in Matthew chapter 14 because he ruled a small portion of Israel.
当我们来看见今天的这段经文告诉我们施洗约翰是如何的死亡，看见了这里的这个细节非常的精彩，就好像是这个连续剧一样。
The passage today paints the picture of how John the Baptist was killed, and if you look into the details, it's extremely dramatic, almost like a soap opera.
不过我们不要因着这些精彩的细节而错过了这里所要教导我们的功课。
As we look into these exciting details, let us not look past the lessons that we need to learn.
我相信这一段经文能够给我们学习到非常重要的一个功课，就是我们到底畏惧谁呢？
And that lesson is, who do you fear?
我们是畏惧神还是畏惧人？
Do you fear God or do you fear man?
那我们来看第一点，就是畏惧神。
Let's first look at the first point, the fear of God.
我们记得耶稣在受到所有犹太的这个领袖还有当地的人拒绝之后，他继续的传扬神的福音，也差他的十二使徒去传扬神的福音。
We know that when Jesus was rejected by the leaders of the Jews and the people around him, he continued to do the work of the gospel. Not only that, he sent out his 12 apostles.Spread the word.
上一堂星期我们就看见了耶稣差遣他的门徒去教导神的话，也命令他们要信靠神的话，而且他的门徒也遵循了耶稣的差遣去开始教导神的话。
We saw three points in our last message. We saw Jesus' commission to teach God's word. We saw his command to trust God's word.And we saw the commencement of the apostles to teach God's word.
也记得上一次我们讲这段信息的时候，我们提到了耶稣警告他的门徒去传道的时候，必有人会拒绝。
We also saw that Jesus had told his apostles that as they are going to share the gospel, they will be rejected.
然后马可就很快的转到了这一个施洗约翰如何离世的这个故事，让我们看见了这个是。非常严重的一种拒绝，甚至将神的这个信差给杀了。
Right after that, we now see the account of the death of John the Baptist, and it is an extreme example of the rejection that we see of God's word to the point of having murdered the person who was bringing the gospel around the world.
让我们来再看第十四到第十六节。
Let's look again at verse 14 to 16.
耶稣的名声传扬出来，希律王听见了，就说施洗的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来。但别人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知，正像先知中的一位。希律听见却说，是我所斩的约翰，他复活了。
King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said John the Baptist had been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said he is Elijah, and others still said he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But Herod heard of it and said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised.
首先让我们略略的来看这个中文的翻译不是很准确，因为第十四节说希律王听见了就说。
First of all, we need to see that the Chinese interpretation is not quite accurate. In the first part of verse 14, it says King Herod heard of it.
不过英文里面却说有些人听见了就说。
The Chinese, however,
英文里面说有些人听见了。
The English says, some had heard of it.
And some said. 不过中文说希律王听见了。
In the Chinese, however, it just says King Herod heard of it.
其实在原文里有两个不同的字，一个是他，就是他们是众数的，另外一些古卷是用他是一个单数的，所以中文的翻译就用这那一个单数的他，将这个单数的他指向希律王。
The confusion here is that the term that's used to reference the subject, one is seen or interpreted as a plural, the other is interpreted as a singular.
所以中文用着这个单数的他，就将这个他指向这希律王。不过其实在第十六节就轮到了希律王讲话了。
And so in the Chinese where it refers to the singular and suggests that it's King Herod, however, in verse 16, you will see that Herod does in fact have his own turn.
所以第十四节这里英文是比较准确的，是有些人说是施洗的约翰，然后又有别人说第十五节是以利亚，直到第十六节就是希律王 的时候 他才说是我所斩的约翰。
So in the English it says some said and then others said and others still. However, in verse 16, does it talk about Herod's own opinion?
无论如何，这里只是给我们一个介绍，让我们看见施洗约翰是如何去世的。
In any case, this is an introduction as to how John the Baptist had died.
这个就是今天信息的第一点，我们看见施洗约翰他是畏惧神或者敬畏神的一个人。
We first see that John the Baptist was a man who revered God.
因为他虽然因着传神的话被抓了下了监，他还是不断传神的话，传真理。
We know this because even though he was captured for sharing and spreading the gospel, he continued to do it.
让我们看一看第十七节，还有十七到十九节。
We'll look at verse 17 to verse 19.
先是希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故，差人去拿住约翰锁在监里，因为希律已经娶了那妇人。约翰曾对希律说，你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合理的。于是希罗底怀恨他，想要杀他，只是不能。
For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her.For John had been saying to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death, but she could not.
再次的来看中文这里说不合理，其实更加比较准确的这个翻译应该是不合法的，就是不合旧约的律法的。
The Chinese, when it says it is not right, loses the nuance which the English gives, which isIt is not lawful.
因为在旧约里一个人只能够在他的兄弟去世了之后才娶他兄弟的妻子。
Because in Old Testament law it says that a man can only marry his brother's wife if his brother has passed away.
为什么一个人可以娶他兄弟的妻子呢？因为当兄弟去世之后，他的妻子没有办法自己过活，所以身为哥哥的或者弟弟的就会将这个妻子娶过来来照顾他。
And this was to ensure that the wife would have someone to take care of her when her original husband had passed away.
而且这个娶这个兄弟的妻子的那个人也必须是没有妻子才能够娶兄弟的妻子的。
Not only that, the person who was marrying his brother's wife himself cannot be married.
不过从历史这个记载，我们知道这个希律安提帕，他为了要娶这个希罗底，他首先将自己原本的妻子给休了，之后他才将这个希罗底娶了过来。
Now history tells us that Herod Antipas, in order to marry his brother Philip's wife Herodias, had in fact divorced his wife before marrying Herodias.
而且这个时候，希律腓力就是他的兄弟，还活生生的在统治以色列的另外一个地方。
Not only that, Antipas's brother Philip was in fact still alive and ruling another part of Israel.
所以很明显的，这个希律安提帕与希罗底是在犯奸淫的罪。
And so it is very clear that Herod Antipas and his brother's wife now Herodias were in fact in the sin of adultery.
所以施洗约翰就指出他们的罪，告诉他你这样做是不合旧约的律法的。
For that reason, John the Baptist had pointed out to Herod that what he was doing was not lawful.
而且施洗约翰也不是一次这样说，在英文里翻译的比较准确，他是不断的跟这个希律讲，就是每次见到他的时候就跟他讲，你这样做是不合法的。
The English tense is had been saying to Herod, and that gives us the sense that John continued to say it over and over again every time he met with Herod.
因着这样，所以希罗底非常的恼恨，他非常的生气，而且怒气冲冲，想要将这个施洗约翰杀了。
And that's the reason Herodias had a grudge against him in verse 19, and she wanted to put him to death.
这个不是一次过的那一种发脾气罢了，不过这里告诉我们，他是怀恨在心，不断的想要杀了他。
This was not a moment's anger. It tells us that it was a grudge that she held, and she continued to desire that he die.
所以的确的，施洗约翰知道这个希罗底想要杀他，不过他却不畏惧人，他畏惧神，不断的传扬神的话。
We see that John the Baptist clearly knows that Herodias wanted him dead, but he did not stop and he continued to spread the gospel.
因为施洗约翰他畏惧神，所以他不断的传扬神所差给他传的信息，就是要叫罪人悔改。
We see that John the Baptist was not a man who feared man, he feared God, and he continued to spread the word that God had given him, and continued to ask Herod to repent.
施洗约翰在这里让我们看见了他对神的忠心，而且也因着这个义的缘故，他受苦了。
We see that John the Baptist, for the sake of the gospel and righteousness, had suffered.
我们来看第二点，就是这一个希律王，他是畏惧人的一个人。
Our next point is the fear of men, and we see that Herod, King Herod himself, was fearful of men.
这一个希律王跟施洗约翰是正好相反，因为希律王没有敬畏神，没有畏惧神，他畏惧人。
We see that both of them, in fact, Herod as well as John the Baptist.Were opposed and were on different sides of the spectrum because Herod did not fear God at all.
首先让我们注意第二十节，这里说，因为希律知道约翰是义人，是圣人，所以敬畏他，保护他，听他说，听他讲论，就多照着行，并且乐意听他。
In verse 20, it says, "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe."When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly.
这里告诉我们，希律敬畏约翰。
It says here that Herod feared John.
这一种是什么样子的敬畏呢？
What kind of fear is this?
这一种是因着迷信的缘故的一种敬畏。
This was a superstitious fear.
因为希律根本就不敬畏神，所以他也没有听着施洗约翰所给他的警告，在神的面前认罪悔改。
It's apparent that Herod did not fear God because even after receiving John's warnings, he did not repent from his sin.
不过他却敬畏施洗约翰，因为他是一个非常迷信的人。
Yet he feared John, and that was because he was a superstitious man.
他知道约翰是义人，是圣人，就敬畏他。
It says here that he knew that John was a righteous and holy man, and that's why he feared John.
所以他不敬畏神，他却敬畏约翰，因为他担心杀了这个义人，杀了这个圣人的话，他会有报应。
He did not fear God, but he feared that if he were to kill John, that there, this righteous and holy man, that there would be some sort of curse on him.
如果他真的是敬畏神的话，他就会认罪悔改，将这个希罗底给送走了。
Now, if he had indeed feared God, he would repent of his sin and send Herodias on her way.
而且我们也能够从第十六节那里看得出，为什么这一个希律是一个非常迷信的人。
Not only that, verse 16 will show us how much of a superstitious man Herod was.
因为第十四节，耶稣的名声传扬出来，有人说施洗的约翰从死里复活了，所以这些异能由他里面发出来。这个十六节，希律听见却说，是我所斩的约翻他复活了。
Now he was a superstitious man because in verse 14 it shows us that people would say Jesus had been doing that miraculous powers were at work in Jesus. And then in verse 16, Herod then said, "This was John whom I beheaded and has been raised."
这里的这些人，他们从来没有见过耶稣，他们听闻耶稣所行的神迹。The
people here had never seen Jesus, but had only heard of the miracles that Jesus had performed.
他们就以为是复活了的约翰所行的神迹。And
just based on that, he believed that it was the miracles that were created, that were worked by John who had been risen from the dead.
因为当时施洗约翰在传道的时候，圣经里面让我们看见施洗约翰从来没有行过一件神迹，他只是传扬罪人必须要认罪悔改，他只是为他们施洗，从来没有行过神迹。Moreover,
all the accounts that we have of John the Baptist never show that he had conducted any miracles. All he did was spread the message of repentance and baptize people.
所以认识施洗约翰、跟从他或者听过他所做的事的人，都没有听说、看见或者知道他行了什么神迹。And
so the people who served alongside John the Baptist saw him or heard him, never saw that he had conducted any miracles.
不过当他们听了耶稣行神迹的时候，他们以为是施洗约翰复活了，因为他们有这种这样的迷信，就是一个人从死里复活的时候会带着大能回来。But
once they heard that John this person was conducting miraculous works, they immediately thought it was John the Baptist because their superstition suggested that the person who comes back from life comes back with great power.
所以希律王他把这个施洗约翰杀了之后，还没有杀他之前，他敬畏他，因为他是一个义人，是一个圣人。杀了他之后，现在他又担心，哇，这个人回来了，现在带着大能回来了，要来找我了。
So here's what's going through Herod's mind. He killed him, but he feared him because he was a righteous and holy man. Now that he has killed him, he's fearing that this man has come back to haunt him.
因为现在他听见了有一个人行神迹，他就以为是施洗约翰带着大能回来找他报仇。Because
he hears that there is a man up there working miracles, he is fearful that John the Baptist has come back to life to seek revenge on him.
再次的，我要你们注意来看第二十节。Now
I want you to take special attention to verse 20.
在施洗约翰还没有死之前，希律王乐意听施洗约翰传道。Before
John the Baptist had died, we see here that Herod had heard him gladly.
不过再次的，这里的中文翻译的不准确，因为中文这里翻译说这个希律听他讲论就多照着行，就是说希律常常遵行约翰所讲的。Again
in the Chinese, it gives us it gives us a nuance which isn't there. It tells us in the Chinese that Herod frequently listened and obeyed what John the Baptist had told him.
不过在中文里，你要注意有一个括号，那里的括号写着“多照这行，犹疑不定”。However,
you will see that there are parentheses or brackets in the Chinese translation, and that says that he tossed and turned and was stirred.
所以英文那里就翻译成 he was greatly perplexed， 这里就是犹疑不定，也就是说他听了施洗约翰所讲的话之后，他心里面很不安，不过他也听不懂他在讲什么，就犹疑不定。
And that's what the English says. It says when he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and that means he didn't quite know how to deal with what he was hearing from John the Baptist.
他根本就听不明白施洗约翰所讲的。
He practically did not understand what John was saying.
所以他就犹疑不定，而不是时常听从他，而且去照着行，不是的。
And that's why he was perplexed versus him listening to and obeying John the Baptist.
所以希律常常听施洗约翰讲道。可是听了之后听不懂，不过他却乐意听，他很喜欢听他听不懂的东西。
So John the Baptist frequently, Herod frequently heard John the Baptist. When he heard John the Baptist, he didn't understand him, and he was perplexed. Yet he wanted to hear him frequently, or he heard him gladly.
不过有一件事他肯定听得懂，就是施洗约翰跟他讲你犯奸淫，这一点他听得懂。
What was abundantly clear to Herod was the single point that you have sinned and you are.Committing adultery.
我们知道他听得懂，因为他也知道他的这个不合法的妻子希罗底要杀约翰，所以为了保护约翰，他就把约翰抓到监里去。所以他肯定知道约翰所讲的，他也知道希罗底要讲做什么。
We know that he understands his sin of adultery because he clearly knows that his wife Herodias wants to kill John. He must know it for that. He must know what the reason is. That's why he's put him in prison to keep him safe.
所以你会不会觉得很奇怪，这里有一个不肯认罪的罪人，他很爱听神的话，不过他却听不懂，他所听得懂的却是告诉他他错了，不过他却很爱听。
So do you find this a strange situation? A sinner who hears constantly that he is in the wrong, he doesn't understand most of what he hears, yet he hears it gladly.
所以我再次的告诉你们，这个是因为他有一种迷信的缘故，他以为只要听一个圣人、听一个义人讲话，神就会祝福他。
So this underscores a point that Herod was a superstitious man. He wanted to hear John the Baptist because in his superstition he believed that listening to a man who was holy and righteous gave him blessing.
不需要明白，不需要顺从，只要听你就会有这一个福气。
Was there a need to understand? Was there a need to obey? No. As long as you listen and are receiving that message, you are being blessed.
今天不是有许多人来到教会的原因也是一样的吗？
That sounds like the reason for why people come. A lot of why people come to church.
有许多人每个星期来教会，只是一种宗教的仪式。从这个讲台的信息，他们听了也听不懂。
For many people, coming to church is a religious obligation. They come to church, they listen, yet they do not understand.
当然，首先讲台必须要以这个释经讲道的方式，正确的讲解圣经，这个是很重要的。
Of course, our starting point is that the pulpit itself needs to be preaching the word of God expositionally and making it clear.
不过，就算讲得再清楚，有许多人听了还是听不懂。
But even if it is clearly exposited, there will be people who won't understand.
因为听不懂神的话，圣经告诉我们是因为这些人是不属神的，他们不是得救的人，所以他们听不懂。
And the Bible tells us that this lack of understanding is because they are not of God and they will not know.
不过有些人还是继续的每个星期来，虽然听不懂，他们还是来。不过为什么呢？很有可能是因为当作这个是一种宗教的仪式，我来教会听，神就会祝福我。
Yet there are people who will come each week, listen to the word and not understand it, taking that coming to church as a religious obligation.
更加糟的，有些人来以为我只要来教会，神就欠我了，神一定要祝福我，这个是神的义务，因为是神欠我的。
Worse, there will be some people who come to church.And think to themselves, I've done this for God. Now God owes me.
弟兄姐妹，这一种是一种迷信的思想，因为圣经里面从来没有告诉我们，你只要来教会，你只要听神的话，你就算不顺从，你就算听不懂的话，你也会得祝福。这个不是的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a superstition. There is nowhere in the Bible that tells us just by showing up at church.And listening to the word of God without understanding or without obeying and submitting to it, that we will receive blessing.
好几个星期前，我们的牧师 在这里讲解了罗马书第十二章，我们来到教会，我们的敬拜就是我们的侍奉。
In fact, in a couple of weeks ago, as Pastor was preaching through Romans 12, he tells us that, coming to church, that your service is in fact your act of worship.
所以我们来教会不只是听到，而且不只是要明白，我们必须要明白之后要去遵行，我们要侍奉。
He tells us that we come to church to not just listen and receive the word of God, but to serve and worship God.
所以我们这里看见了希律王一种畏惧人的表现，是因着他迷信的缘故。
And so we see that Herod's fear of man was because of because he was superstitious.
让我们来看第21-25节。
Now let's look at verse 21 to verse 25.
有一天恰巧是希律的生日，希律摆设筵席，请了大臣和千夫长并加利利做首领的希律希罗底的女儿进来跳舞，使希律和同席的人都欢喜。王就对女子说，你随意向我求什么我必给你，又对他起誓说，随你向我求什么，就是我国的一半我也必给你。他就出去对他母亲说，我可以求什么呢？他母亲说，施洗约翰的头。他就急忙进去见王，求他说，我愿王立时把施洗约翰的头放在盘子里给我。
Verse 21, but an opportunity came when Herod on his birthday gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests.And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, whatever you ask me, I will give to you up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and asked of her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter.
我们在这里又看见了希律王另外一种畏惧人的表现，就是因这罪人的缘故，他畏惧人。
We see yet another manifestation of Herod's fear of man, in that he was fearful because it was due to sinners.
这里很明显的告诉我们，他的妻子希罗底要谋杀这个施洗约翰。
Clearly, it tells us here that.His wife Herodias wanted to murder John the Baptist.
希律也很清楚这一点，所以记得吗？他把施洗约翰关进牢里是为了要保护他。
Herod was very aware of that, and that's why he put John the Baptist in prison to keep him safe.
不过他畏惧他的妻子，就是畏惧一个罪人，多过他畏惧约翰，也多过他畏惧神。
But he feared man.In this case, his wife Herodias, more than he did his fear of John the Baptist or his fear of God.
如果他不畏惧他的妻子，他要保护约翰，他可以身为一个王，警告他的妻子，你如果敢动他一根汗毛，我不放过你。
Now we know that he fears man because if he knows that Herodias wanted to kill John the Baptist and he wanted to keep John the Baptist safe.All he really had to do was issue a decree that if anyone touches John the Baptist, even Herodias herself, he will take action.
不过他敬畏或者他畏惧这一个希罗底多过他畏惧约翰，因为他为了要好像两边都要安抚，他不要得罪他的妻子，又担心得罪约翰，所以把约翰关了起来。
But his fear of Herodias was more than his fear of this holy man John the Baptist.And in order to balance that situation, he put John the Baptist in prison.
所以他也是敬畏或者畏惧一个还没有信主，他也是畏惧一个与他一样不肯认罪悔改的罪人。
He was fearful of men. He was fearful of a woman who refused to repent and turn to God.
我们在这里看得见，这个希罗底是一个充满诡计、非常恶毒的一个女人。
We see that Herodias was a woman who was filled with evil schemes.
她是不断的想要找机会，看几时有机会向施洗约翰报复。
And it gives us a sense that she was constantly looking out for an opportunity to killed John the Baptist.
所以当这个机会来的时候，第二十一节告诉我们，希罗底就让他的女儿进来跳舞，去给这个希律还有同席的人有这个娱乐，让他们都欢喜。
And then verse 21 tells us an opportunity came, and so Herod on his birthday threw a banquet for his nobles and his military commanders and all the men, the leading men of Galilee.
希罗底就让他的女儿进来跳舞，跳的是什么舞呢？
Verse 22, it says, Herodias' daughter came in and danced. What sort of dance was this?
圣经学者都认同这一种是一个淫荡的宴舞。
Bible scholars are all in agreement that this was a new and sensual dance.
因为这个女孩不可能进来只是跳一种普通的舞，其他的舞蹈员都能够跳的一种舞，不过她跳的这么美妙，所有的人都那么的喜欢，不可能的。
Now, could it be a regular dance? It says here that everyone was pleased. She pleased Herod and his guests. And it was likely a lewd dance because any sort of regular dance could have been done by any dancer.
希律是一个很不属灵的人，他完全是不属神、不爱神的一个人，所以在这种场合找人来跳艳舞也不是一种稀奇的事。
Herod was a man opposed to God and God's word, and for him to have done something like this should not surprise us.
实际上在旧约里或者是在圣经的时代里，有许多不属灵的这些国王都常常会找这些女子来跳艳舞。
The fact of the matter is, in the Bible and in ancient or in kings of this time, did in fact do this fairly regularly.
如果你记得在以斯帖书里面，这个亚哈随鲁王他喝了七天的酒之后，跟那些人庆祝了七天的酒，喝了酒，喝醉酒了之后，他要求他的女王王后瓦什提来来到大家的面前，让大家看他的美貌。
If you recall, in the book of Esther, there was a king called Ahasuerus, who after 7 days of banqueting and drinking, and he was drunk with wine already, had wanted his queen Vashti to parade her beauty in front of his guests.
如果你们记得那一次那一个记载的话，这个王后瓦什提她拒绝，她不要来，为什么呢？因为圣经学家都认同这一种，这个王要她来，就是喝醉酒了要她来显示她的美貌，其实是要她来向众人跳艳舞。所以这个王后是一个很贞洁的女子，她就拒绝了，她不要来。
If you recall the episode, this queen Vashti had rejected the request because possibly she was a modest woman and she did not want to perform that lewd dance in front of all these people.
因着这样，这个瓦什提就失去了王后的地位。
And because of that, she was her position as princess was taken away from her.
所以从这个历史背景，我们就知道当时的这些不属灵的王，他们常常都喜爱这些女子在他们面前跳艳舞。
And so if we put together the historical background, we see that this is a fairly common thing that kings would have lewd dances.
所以这里我们看见希罗底他派他的女儿进来给王还有所有的这些贵宾跳艳舞。
And so back to the passage today, we see that Herodias had sent her daughter in to dance to King Herod and his guests.
所以这个女人非常的恶毒，就算是牺牲自己的女儿，她也愿意。
This woman was clearly a woman who was extremely scheming and was ready to even sacrifice her daughters.
不过为什么希律会让女儿这么做呢？
But why would Herod allow that?
答案很简单，因为这个不是他的亲生骨肉，是他的兄弟腓力的女儿。
The answer is that this was not Herod's daughter, it was his brother Philip's daughter.
所以这里是真的非常的精彩，很多的这种细节我们看见，就好像是电视连续剧一样。
And we see the number of twists and turns and intrigue, not unlike a television program.
希律中计了。
Herod was hooked.
他因为欢喜，所以就给这个女子立了起了誓，给她什么都可以给她， 直到他的国度的一半。
And because he enjoyed it, he then made the promise that he would give her everything that she asked for, up to half of his kingdom.
这里其实是一种俗语，当然不指这真的是一半的国王给他，而是一种俗语，是说他要多大的这个礼物，多么珍贵的礼物都能够给他的意思。
Now, in saying up to half of my kingdom was not taken literally. This was a saying at that time, which basically meant that she could ask for a gift of any value.
我们在这里看见了这个女子，她跟从了或者听从了她母亲的这个指示来跳舞。不过她不是很清楚母亲的动机到底是什么。It's
clear that this girl, Herodias' daughter, understood her mother's instructions to come in and dance for the king, but she had no idea what her mother's motivation was.
不过也很明显的，这个基罗底之前已经告诉她了，你如果得到了什么愿望，你必须要回来向我报告。It
is clear, however, that Herodias had told her daughter that whatever has been offered you, you must come back to me first.
所以第二十四节，女子就出去对她母亲说：“我可以求什么呢？”她母亲就说：“施洗约翰的头。”And
without hesitation, when she was asked by her daughter, "What should I ask?" she said, "The head of John the Baptist."
所以因着希律，他畏惧人，也因着罪人的缘故，他担心这个罪人就是希罗底会做出什么东西，他畏惧希罗底没有阻止他要杀这个。
Now, because of his fear of men and his fear of the sinner, in this case Herodias, he bowed to that pressure to kill John the Baptist.
就让这个希罗底有机可乘，希罗底就常常的在这里找机会，现在有了这个机会，就要这个施洗约翰的头。Herodias
had often looked for that opportunity, and here that opportunity presented itself, and she then asked Herod for the head of John the Baptist.
也因着这样，这个希律王现在中了他的诡计，必须要为着他的这个承诺给交账。And
here was Herod caught right in the middle of her trap, and he now had to deliver what he had promised.
我们有些时候在日常生活当中，当然不会有遇见这么精彩的这一种事情发生，而且这么不幸的事情。不过，我们常常会遇见周围的罪人对我们所做的一切事情。
Now, in our regular lives, it is unlikely that we ourselves would be involved in such a dramatic scheme. However, we will be affected by the sinners that are around us.
我们会不会畏惧周围的罪人多过畏惧神呢？
Would we be more fearful of the people around us than we would of God?
比如你的老板可能叫你做出一些不符合圣经的事情。
Perhaps your boss is requiring you to do something that is not biblical.
或者是你的家人、你的朋友、你不信的家人、你不信的妻子、你不信的丈夫，他们要求你不要来教会。Or
perhaps your relatives, your wife, your unbelieving spouse might tell you not to come to church.
或者你不信的家人要求你做一些是违背神的事情。 或者是你的朋友、你的同事、你的同学邀你做一些违背神的事情。Perhaps
your friends, your colleagues, the people around you have asked you to do something that contravenes God's law.
我们会不会畏惧这些罪人多过我们畏惧神？
Will you fear the sinner more than you fear God?
我们再来看这一个。 希律王如何的畏惧人，在第三个方面，我们能够看得出来，是因着旁人的缘故。There
is another aspect to King Herod's fear of men, and that was his fear was due to spectators.
第二十六节，王就甚忧愁，但因他所起的事，又因同席的人就不肯推辞，随即差一个护卫兵吩咐拿约翰的头来，护卫兵就去在监里斩了约翰。 把头放在盘子里，拿来给女子，女子就给她的母亲。
And the king was exceedingly sorry. But because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother.
希律后悔了他给这个希罗底的女儿所起的事。
Herod was exceedingly regretful that he had given his oath to this girl.
不过其实他随时可以将这个错误给纠正过来。
But he could at any time reverse this mistake.
他可以跟那个女子说，我答应给你的是一份礼物，不是一条人命。
And he could have said that my offer to you was a gift, not a life.
不过你现在要求的是一条人命，所以我不能够答应。
He could have said, what you're asking now is for the life of a man, and I cannot give that to you.
不过圣经却告诉我们，他因着所起的事，又因同席的人就不肯推辞，所以他很担心周围的人怎么看他。
But the Bible tells us that it was because of his oaths and his guests that he did not want to break his word to her. And that is clear that it was because of he was afraid of how people would see him.
简单的说，他担心丢脸。
Simply put, he was afraid of embarrassment.
因为这些人是他的子民，是他的下属，是来向他报告的人。
Because these people were his subjects, people who reported to him.
他为什么要担心或者畏惧他们对他的看法呢？
Why should he be afraid of what they thought of him?
就算是他反悔，他们也不会因此而让他给这个丢了这个王位。
Even if he went back on his word, it wasn't going to make him lose his position as king.
而且我也相信他不可能每次答应的事情都行出来。
And in fact, it's probably unlikely that everything that he promised he also delivered.
所以这里看见他畏惧人是因着旁人的缘故。
And so we see that his fear of men was because of the spectators that were around him.
这里让我们看见了有许多恶心的这一个细节。这个王把约翰的头斩了之后，放在坛子里给了女子，女子就给她母亲。
What follows is some very sordid details, and we see that the king had ordered the head of John, which he put on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl then gave it to her mother.
希罗底的女儿也不是一个天真温驯的女子。
Obviously, this girl, Herodias' daughter, was not the angel that we might think she is.
她拿着这一个装着人头的盘子交给她的母亲。我不知道，如果是换着我的话，我看我的手会抖到连这个盘子都掉在地上，也可能会昏过去的。
It says that she took the platter and gave it to her mother, and if it were me, I'm not sure I would be able to stomach it. I might.Tremble and drop the platter.
真是有其母必有其女，她的母亲是一个恶毒的女人，她的女儿也是一样的。
It appears like mother, like daughter, how evil and scheming the mother was, so was the daughter.
所以我们在这里看见希律王在畏惧人的方面有三种不同的表现，因着他迷信的缘故，因着罪人的缘故，因着旁人的缘故。
And so we see that there are three manifestations or aspects of Herod's fear of men. It was due to his superstition, it was due to sinners, and it was due to the spectators around him.
不过施洗约翰却畏惧神，就算是面临死亡，面临监禁，他还是继续传神的道。
The contrast here is John the Baptist who feared God, and despite the threat of certain death, he continued to...spread the gospel.
因为施洗约翰知道这一条生命是短暂的，当他离世之后，他会来到神面前，立刻得到永远的安息。
John the Baptist understood that his life was short, and that when he would lose it, he would come immediately into the presence of God and be rewarded.
耶稣告诉我们，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
Jesus tells us, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell.
所以当施洗约翰敬畏神的时候，他不怕人会杀他的身体，他知道 要敬畏这个能够审判他身体和灵魂的神。
And so we see that John the Baptist was not fearful of the men who would be able to kill him. He was fearful of the God who could destroy both him as well as his soul.
我们记得马可福音是写给这个在罗马城市那里受逼迫的基督徒。
We know that the book of Mark was written to Christians who were in Rome and being faced with persecution.
所以这里让他们看见了施洗约翰因为对神忠心传神的话而殉道了。
This was written to show that John the Baptist, because of his fear of God, had continued to spread the gospel.
而也因此他付上了自己的生命。
And to the point where he gave up his own life.
所以对在罗马城市那里受逼迫的基督徒是一种非常大的鼓励。
To the Christians reading this, being faced with persecution at the time, it was a huge encouragement.
我们也要记得这个使徒他们同样的学习到了这个敬畏神的功课。
Let us not forget that these apostles also learned that same lesson.
因为在使徒行传告诉我们彼得和众使徒回答这个犹太的领袖说顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
We see in Acts 5:29 that Peter and the apostles said we must obey God rather than men.
他们因着传神的话而受到了逼迫。
Because of their commission to spread the gospel, they were faced with persecution.
40-41节那里告诉我们这些犹太的领袖叫了使徒来把他们打了。又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名传道，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。
In Acts 5:40-41, it says that when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name.
我们是畏惧神还是畏惧人呢？
Are we fearful of God or are we fearful of men?
在新加坡，我们享有非常和平的一个社会，能够用嘴巴讲说我们畏惧神是一件很容易的事情。
In Singapore, we do not have that kind. We're not faced with that kind of persecution. And for us to open our mouths, we're not going to face any sort of big response, a big reaction.
所以如果要讲我们畏惧神是很容易的。
So to say that we are fearful of God is easy.
不过只有在这个试验来临的时候才能够显示我们的信心，我们所讲的到底是否真假。
But when we're faced with that testing, will it truly reveal the genuineness of our faith?
就如同彼得前书第一章六到七节那里告诉我们，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And this is echoed in 1 Peter 1:6-7. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
如果你是畏惧神的话，你就要用你的行为来证明。
If you indeed fear God, you must act that way.
就好像施洗约翰一样，他畏惧神而付上了自己的性命。
Just like John the Baptist, who feared God and gave up his life for God's cause.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that we live in relative peace in Singapore. Yeah, Father, we pray that.You will prepare our hearts for the times that we are tested and our faith is challenged, Lord. We pray that for those moments that we would come to a crossroads, that we would indeed be found fearful of you, the God that is able to destroy both soul and body. That we would not be fearful of men who may try try to destroy us and take our lives, Lord, but at the end of the day, we know who it is that we give them account to. We pray that, Lord, you would help us respond as in ways that, that help us to live courageously for you, that you will help us to live boldly, Lord, even in the face of danger, that we might be found, that our faiths would be found genuine. For those who do not know you yet, Lord, we pray that, Lord, their hearts will be moved today as they listen to this, that they will come to know who indeed you are. In Jesus' name we pray.